Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So recently, I know a lot of people who have dealt with death and have dealt with people who are dealing with death and are going through tough times. And the scriptures that I want to read today is the Lord Jesus Christ, how he interacted with these three people who were dealing with death and sickness. And it shows how much he loves us and how much he wants to reach out to us in these tough times. The first one is in Luke chapter 7 and in verse 11. We'll read from verse 11. And if we could get from these scriptures, it would just show us that the Lord Jesus Christ cares about us. And it doesn't matter the state that we're in. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter who we are. But he loves us and cares about us. And the first one here, it reads, it says, "Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd came, for the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, 'Do not weep.' And then he came and touched the coffin, and those who were carried with him stood still. And he said, 'Young man, I say to you, arise.' And so he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he represented him to his mother. And fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen amongst us, and God has visited his people.'" And I know many times when we read of these stories that we're going to read, we focus on the person who was dead, and we focus on, the people who were raised from the dead. But I want to focus on those people who were affected, right? And who came to Jesus. And I want to focus on the widow this morning. And in those biblical times, the widow was like, you know, if you were a widow, basically your life was over, right? Because that means you were destitute. The man in those times was a provider of the household. When the widow, when their husband died, basically there was no way to get any income. And when you look at the scriptures, all the time you see the ministries to widows. When you see in Acts, when they tried to, when they told Stephen and the other young men, it was to provide money for the widows, right? When we look at Dorcas, when she had ministry again, it was to the widows, because they were the most marginalized people in that society, where basically they had, when your husband died, you know, your life was basically over. But she had a son. And so if you had a son, now the son would take up the cause of what the father and provide for the mother, right? But now her son is dead. So basically, and it says, the Bible says she was the only son of his mother. So there was nobody else. So basically, this woman, in society's eyes, her life was over. There was no more income for her. How was she going to make a living? And the people, the large crowd was with her. They were coming out to the city. But it says here in verse 13, the Lord saw her. And I want to see that the Lord knows what you're going through. The Lord sees your pain. The Lord knows what you're going through. Even though this lady didn't say anything to the Lord. She didn't say one thing. It didn't say that she interacted with the Lord. It says the Lord saw her and had compassion on her. And he said to her, "Do not weep." So sometimes we believe that, you know, we may not be as expressive as other people. We may not be someone who would cry out, "We need help." We may internalize things, but that doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't see what we're going through. And I want to tell you, the Lord sees your trouble, that he sees what you're going through and he identifies with you. It says the Lord had compassion on her. When you read it, his word compassion is like a real love, that he looked at this woman and he loved her. He saw that she was what she was going to go through. He saw that how people were going to look at her. And you know what? In a time of sorrow, in a time of need, there's always a large crowd. But what would have happened after? Everybody would have went home to their homes, right? Everybody would have went to their places, right? And this woman would have been left destitute. And sometimes we can try to say, well, you know, when you're going through those time of troubles, or you're going through those times of bereavement or time of pain, there may be people who are there for you. But when it's that time when you're at nighttime by yourself, it's those times when you're alone, that's when the Lord comes to you, right? And that's when he could come to you. And it's sad that most times when I've been to a funeral recently, and it was packed out. I'm telling you, there was so much people because it was a tragic death. And there was so much people, the place was overflowing. But what happens afterwards, right? What happens afterwards? And that's always the pain here, what you see here. And I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he saw her, he knew what was going to happen to her. He's seen how people have been marginalized in that society, right? And to see that her son was dead, she was a widow, she had nothing left. But the Lord came to her and was saying, do not weep. And I'm telling you today is that the Lord Jesus Christ knows what you're going through, and he's coming to you, and he's coming to comfort you. And he's saying, you know what? Don't weep. I'm there with you. And not only that he was there for her, but that he provided for her. He knew that she needed that son. He knows what you're in need of. He knows what you're in need of. And you know what? He came and he touched that coffin. And he said, young man, arise. And let me tell you something. Everybody who was there was probably sorry for her because they probably knew what was going to happen, as I said before. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who could do something about it. None of those people who were in the crowd could have done anything for her. They could have cried with her. They could have sorrowed with her. But only the Lord Jesus Christ could have changed her life around. And I'm telling you, you may go to whoever you're going to go to and try to seek solace in your sorrow and your pain and try to think. We've all been there where you need to talk to somebody when you're going through times of pain, times of trouble. You just need to talk to somebody. But the only person who could really do anything for you in a real way is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ touched the coffin and he said, young man, arise. And he sat up and began to speak and he presented him to his mother. The problem that she was going to have, the Lord Jesus Christ solved it. He presented him to his mother and said, look, you don't have to worry anymore. Don't weep. You don't have to do anything. And the beautiful thing about this scripture, when I was reading it, she didn't say one word. And we sometimes feel that we have to help the Lord. We feel like if we cry out the most, or if we do these things, that the Lord knows what we're going through. He saw her and he had compassion upon her. The next one I want to look at is in John 11. And we always think about Lazarus, but it's really his sisters that were feeling the most pain. I mean, they knew that their brother was sick and they were desperate. They were desperate to get the Lord Jesus Christ there. And they tried everything to get the Lord Jesus Christ there. They appealed to his emotion and they appealed to him and said, Lord, you know, those whom you love is sick. And so let's read a couple of the scriptures. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sisters sent him to saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. And when Jesus heard it, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And I want to stop there. This scripture is profound. We know Jesus loved everyone. But this is a deep love because he knew them in a personal way. It says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, that he feels our pain. So last time we looked at, he sees our pain, but he also feels our pain. He knows us in an intimate way. The things that hurt us pain him also. So the Lord Jesus Christ was pained when he heard that Lazarus was sick, but he knew it was to be done for his honor, for his glory. And I want to tell you that sometimes when we're going through these things, we know the Lord Jesus Christ in one way, but he wants us to see him in another way. And so Martha and Mary, they had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but their faith was only unto sickness. And that's why they were telling him, imploring him to come, because they didn't want Lazarus to die. They didn't realize that the Lord could raise him up from the dead, right? Their faith was only this much, right? But the Lord sometimes has us go through these trials to bring our faith, to make us see him in another way, to see him in a more real way. And it says that he says these things he said in verse 11, these things he said after he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, we will get well. He will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. When I read this too, I was like, like he said, Lazarus is dead, but I'm glad. And I'm saying, well, what? Like, why the Lord Jesus Christ saying that? Because his own disciples didn't believe in him in a more real way. They, again, didn't think that Lord Jesus Christ could raise him up from the dead. So he's saying that for your sakes, I was not there that you may believe. And sometimes when we go through these troubles, the Lord Jesus Christ is working in us to see him in a more deeper way, to see him in a more real way. And it says, as we go on, then Thomas, who's called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us go, also go that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he already had been in the tomb 4 days. And now Bethany was near Jerusalem about 2 miles. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. And now Mary said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even I know, now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said, your brother will rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So again, they're only thinking about it in terms of, yeah, he's going to rise in the last day. They're not thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ can do what he's going to do, what we're going to see he's going to do. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, who's come into the world. And when she said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. And as soon as she heard it, she arose quickly and came to him. And now Jesus had yet come to the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then Jesus, who were in the house, comforted her. Then they saw that Mary arose quickly and went out and followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. And then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet and saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And see, we see again is that they're only thinking about it in this present state. And that's sometimes how we are as human beings. When we're in our time of pain and trouble, we only can focus on the current state. We can't see what the Lord has done previously. We can't see what he's going to do in the future. We only could focus on our present state. And that's what they are. They were so sad. They said the people were comforting them. And they were so sad. They loved their brother so much. And they were only could think about, if you had been here, Lord, he would not have died. And therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came to her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. And this is the beautiful thing about the Lord. He identifies with our trouble. He identifies with what we're going through. You can see that he was groaned in his spirit. He was troubled to see that the people he loves so much are going through this pain. And I want to tell you that if you're going through pain and you're going through trouble, you are not alone. The Lord Jesus Christ sees what you're going through. He feels what you're going through. And he's there with you presently identifying with whatever you're going through. So sometimes, yeah, these people are comforting them. And it's good to have comfort from friends and family and from saints. But they couldn't do anything for her. They were in the house comforting her, hugging her, and it is well and good, but it still couldn't think. She cried down at the Lord Jesus Christ's feet, and she cried unto the Lord. And sometimes we're at that space when we're going through that pain and we're crying out to the Lord. We're saying, Lord, why am I going through this? Lord, if you had done this, if you had done this, it wouldn't have happened to me. You know, why is this happening to me and not somebody else? You know, I'm a good person. We think about all these different things in our mind. And the Lord Jesus Christ groaned in his spirit, and he said, where have you laid him? And he said, and they said to him, Lord, come and see. And this is the most profound scripture in the whole of the scriptures to me. Jesus wept. He wept. You know what I'm saying? Is that that's how much he loved them, right? He did not only groan in his spirit and was troubled to pain to see the people he loved go through this, but it says that he wept. And this wept is not like a little cry, a tear dropping down his eye. He wept profusely. It's like almost like, you know, when you cry and you're in so much pain and you're just weeping. That's how he was. He loved Lazarus. And to think about it is that he knew what he was going to do. He knew he was going to raise Lazarus up from the dead, but he saw the pain and the agony that Martha and Mary were going through. And he saw how sin had done so much to these people. And it says, then the Jews, when they saw how much he was crying, they even said, see how he loved him. That's how much the Lord Jesus Christ loved him. And that's what I want to touch on here in this scripture, is that the Lord Jesus Christ, not only he sees what you're going through, as we saw in the last scripture, he feels what you're going through. And he feels everything. We have a high priest that feels. He knows what we're going through. And sometimes we feel alone when we're in our time of pain, our time of trouble. And even though people may call us and encourage us and try to tell us a word in season or tell us a scripture, we feel that, you know, they felt that they couldn't get over this, right? I could just feel it in their voice. Her, when she's crying, she fell down before the Lord and saying, Lord, if you had been here, this wouldn't have happened. The pain that they were going through. I want to tell you the Lord Jesus Christ loves you this morning. I want to tell you that he knows what you're going through. That there's no pain, there's nothing that you can go through that he doesn't feel. I know that from personally speaking, and you might feel that from a personal experience, but even if you haven't experienced it yet, you will experience it. And I'm telling you, when you experience it, the Lord is going to come in and help you in that season of your life. Is that they probably thought that they couldn't get over this. But when they thought they couldn't get over it, and when their faith had just reached that point, the Lord Jesus Christ showed them something deeper. And as we go on, it says, then Jesus groaning in himself, he's still groaning after he's crying. And again, verse 37, I don't want to skip over that. And it says, some of them said, could not this man open the eyes of the blind, who opened the eyes of the blind, also have kept this man from dying? So that's sometimes how people are too. That when you're going through your pain, they're saying, ah, forget about this. You know, you have to try this self-help thing. You have to do this on your own because he couldn't help you in this time, right? Right? They're even ridiculing the Lord in this time and saying that he done all this stuff. He couldn't do this for you. And sometimes that's how the enemy comes in. He said, look, he did that for you before. And look, he's leaving you here now. But it says, then Jesus said, groaning in himself, came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And sometimes, you know, they put the stone there because they wanted to keep the grave secure. But also, it was almost like finality, right? Like, he's dead, he's gone, we have to move on, right? They put the stone there. And Martha and the sister of him who was dead said to him, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. And Jesus said to her, Did not I say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? And they said, take away the stone. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand, foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped up with a cloth. And Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. So we see the same thing that was causing them pain, the Lord Jesus Christ removed it completely from them. And that's what I'm trying to say, is the Lord Jesus Christ showed them a different way. They knew the Lord Jesus Christ as a person who could heal. They knew the Lord Jesus Christ as God, but they knew him in a more real way today. And I'm telling you, when you go through these troubles, the Bible says count them as joy, right? Why should we count them as joy? Because the Lord is showing us that he's going to come to us in a more real way. He's showing that he is not only the person who saved, but he also has power over life and over death. He's showing that he has power over everything. He's showing you that he can bring you through these times of trouble. And I'm telling you, when you go through these times of trouble, when you're in those dark times, when you're going through pain, agony, when you've lost a family member, when you've gone through times where you don't think you can be restored or revived in the Lord, the Lord shows you how great he is. He shows you how great of a person he is. He gets you deeper and gets you more, he gets you to see him in a more real way. And I'm sure Martha and Mary, their lives would change forever after seeing this. They said, look, why are you rolling a stone away? He's stinking. It's a waste of time, right? It's final. It's done. And every time we think it's final and done, the Lord Jesus Christ comes to us in a more real way and shows us who he is. So let's go to another one in Mark chapter 5. And so we see with the widow, he sees our pain, right? In Lazarus, in John 11, Martha and Mary, he feels our pain. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 22, he hears our pain. And we'll read verse 21. And it says, now when Jesus had crossed over again by the boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him, earnestly saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed. And she would live. So when Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. And let's jump down. Verse 35. And while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue house who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? So we see here, his daughter was dying. And he grabbed the Lord and begged him. And saying, my little daughter dies lying at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. And the Lord Jesus Christ hears our prayer. So we see the other two, that there was a crest because of his love. You know what I'm saying? He was feeling them. The lady, the widow, she didn't say anything. He saw her. But here he hears. He heard the pain in this guy's voice. His daughter was dying. He was desperate. And I know, I'm telling you, I mean, like, in that day, there was really no hospital or anything that you can go to. I mean, there was probably, you know, doctors and different things, but he knew the only place he could go to is the Lord. And sometimes when we know the only place, when our back is against the wall, the only place we can do is cry unto Jesus. The only place we can do is just beg him and say, Lord, I'm going through this. Please help me. But it says Jesus went with him. So he was going with him, but a great multitude followed him and thronged him. And that's always the problem, the multitude. The multitude stopped them from getting to the point where he could have got to her. But sometimes when the multitude stops him, it helps him again used to see him in a more better way. And so it says when they were going to the multitude and he healed somebody else, right? It says that they came to him and said, your daughter is dead. Don't bother him anymore. And that's the sad part of the world, right? When you're dead, they say, when you're dead, you're done, right? When you're going through these troubles, when you're going through these times, don't bother him any further. He can't help you. And the Lord said, as soon as he heard the words that were spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. And that's I love the Lord in these instances because he gives a comforting voice. The world is so chaotic, right? They're telling you all these different things. They're pulling you from the side. The multitude is telling you this. The multitude is pushing him. The people from his house is saying, don't bother the Lord anymore. You know what I'm saying? You know, and sometimes when you're going through those times, it's saying like, why are you wasting your time, you know, crying out to the Lord on this? The enemy in the crowd, right? The world is telling you, you know, this help, you know, this guru, there's this guru on, they tell you, there's this guru on social media, you know, and they tell you that if you listen to this person, trust me, it will help you. It will help you. You listen to this person and, you know, it'll help solve all your problems. But the Lord says, do not be afraid, only believe. When you have this fear in your heart, when you're going through these times of trouble, when you're going through pain, when you're going through sickness, death, that's when the Lord comes to you and says, do not be afraid, only believe. He wants you to believe in him in a more real way. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult of those who wept and wailed loudly. And when he came in, he said, why are you making this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. And when he had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. And we see here these same people who were comforting them, who wept and were wailing loudly. When he came with hope, they started to ridicule him. And that's the world today, I'm telling you. They'll be with you in your time of bereavement. They'll be with your sadness. But bring up the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they say all kind of things. They say, oh, you know, you're wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? You know, thing. I've been through it. When when you're going through those pain or trouble, they tell you, you know, maybe you're going through this because you believe in him. Maybe you need to try something else. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're telling him, don't even bother with this person. But I like how the Lord did and what we should all do. It says he put them all outside and he shut them out. You have to shut out the voice of the world. If you want to see the Lord Jesus Christ in a more real way, you have to shut out the voices of the world. You have to shut out the social media. You have to shut out all these people who do not mean you well. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, then he took the child by the hand and said, Talitha kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they overcome with great amazement. And when he commanded it strictly that no one know it, and said that something should be given to her to eat. And we see here the effect the Lord Jesus Christ had on his family. This family's life was changed forever. It says that they were overcome with great amazement. And that's always a time when you go through these times of trouble, these times of pain, these times of agony. It seems like when you come out of them, you're overcome with great amazement. It's a testimony. It's a testimony to say that I didn't get through this because of my own doing. I didn't get through this because of something I did. I got through it because the Lord showed me who he was in a more real way. And we see all of these things. And it doesn't matter. And as I close, I look at and say, when I look at these three scriptures, it doesn't matter what state you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in sorrow. It doesn't matter. Martha and Mary, they didn't believe in a real way. They believed that Lord Jesus Christ was God. They believed they knew who he was, but they didn't believe that he could raise their brother up from the dead, right? But the Lord Jesus Christ showed them in a more real way, and their faith was deepened by that. So it didn't matter that their faith was small. The Lord Jesus Christ still helped them. It didn't matter that the widow didn't say anything. She didn't say anything, but the Lord saw her pain. In this point, he was a ruler of the synagogue. You know what the ruler of the synagogue were doing at that time? They were trying to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. They were trying to get rid of him. The Lord Jesus Christ could have said, well, I know what you guys are doing. You guys are plotting against me. You guys are trying to kill me. I'm not going to help you. The Lord Jesus Christ still went to this man's house and still was able to heal his thing. So it doesn't matter what state you're in. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you and he's reaching out to you. And he's saying, whatever you're going through, that I want you to believe in me. Believe in me in a more deeper way. But he's also saying, I'm with you. You don't have to worry. As he said to them, don't worry. You have to just believe. And I'm telling you today, if you're going through any trouble or any times of trouble, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He sees your pain. He feels your pain. He hears your pain. He hears what you're going through. And once you get to him in a more real way, shut out the world. The world is telling you so many different things. Let me tell you something. You listen to the world. I've learned as I've grown older to shut out the world. You're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. I don't care. You can say whatever you want to say. I know I've only reached this far because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've only reached this far because I put my faith wholly and only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's shown me in a more real way. I've been through dark times, and I don't want to speak about myself. You know what I'm saying? But I've been through dark times when the Lord came to me and he said, you know what? My grace is sufficient for thee. You know what I'm saying? He has told me, you know what? Don't worry. Just believe. And I can tell you, I've been through those times and I've passed through them because the Lord Jesus Christ has shown me how he is in a more real way. And I'm hoping that as you go to any time of troubles in your life, to draw from it and say, you know what? I could count it as joy because the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching me who he is in a real way. I don't know what it is, but in all of these instances, it ended up with them looking at the Lord in amazement. Right? Looking at the Lord and saying, wow, he's a more real way. Martha and Mary, I'm telling you, they would change. And I'm telling you, Lazarus would change because in the next chapter, right, they were trying to kill Lazarus, right, because it was proof that the Lord Jesus Christ was God. So they're trying to kill Lazarus in John chapter 12. And so when they're trying to kill Lazarus, it says that Martha and Mary and Lazarus were with the Lord, reclining at the table with him and eating with him. It's amazing that they're not scared of death anymore. How are you going to scare somebody who's not scared of death? The Lord Jesus Christ just raised my brother from death. You think you're scaring me with death? You trying to kill me? You know what I'm saying? You know, but that's how the faith was deepened, right? They didn't care anymore. They shut out the world. I'm telling you, shut out the world. The Lord Jesus Christ is trying to show you who he is. For his name's sake, amen. Amen.